Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Was there this kind of fatigue when the Celtics and Lakers were playing every year?
There was for me with the Celtics because I hated all their pasty white players. The reality was you didn't know which team was going to win each year.
I hear people go, oh, it's just so boring to see the same two teams. I think it's awesome. I think that you're developing a rivalry, which to me is always fun in sports. It doesn't feel necessarily so much like it's the Cavs versus the Warriors rivalry, but it feels like the Warriors versus LeBron rivalry. A lot of people are asking me about Paul George. Are you better than the Warriors if you have Paul George?
How much better is Paul George than Trevor Ariza?
But the problem is now Paul George gets here, somebody's got to become the third scoring option now.
Yeah, what you need is a guy who's willing to be a third option, who will knock down some threes, play some defense, and be a better version of Trevor Ariza. I don't know who that player is, but if you can get that player, I think you're better off.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three of our version of Friday Friday. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. All gold. And you need to go to podcastarena.com and check them out.
Not all that glitters is gold.
Oh, God. Please stop. I'm sorry I brought this up. I really am. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners who don't really want to listen to the last segment anyway. So there's that. You can also check us out on live stream. Basically, go to ESPN975.com and you can click on the live stream there. Go to it that way. If you want to see what we look like when we're looking at computer screens and talking, it's there. And you can also comment on there if you like. Since I'm now on there, I can react to your comments. And 936 says Zumo sausage is the bomb. Got some over the holiday. I've eaten it almost every day since.
There you go.
I'm telling you, it's good stuff,
man. It is. I'm taking some out to my river trip.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice. You're taking the boudin or you're taking the sausage?
Both.
Or you're taking both? Of course you are.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that in San Francisco. I'm not going to be able to have any Zumos while I'm there.
That's too bad for you.
Yeah. I'll probably find something to eat, though. Just out of curiosity.
I had to buy a new cooler.
Yeah.
So my wife was like, I wanted to buy this Yeti that was, but then.
Didn't you get a bunch of Yetis for
I did.
Yeah.
But the one that I was going to buy was, extremely large. And I wanted one that was, you know.
So it's going to take two tubes to tow it behind you?
No, this one isn't for taking on the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once you get it there, it just sits there. So it was 160 quart was the one that I wanted.
Okay, that's pretty big.
But it would hold 115 cans with ice. Like that seems like and that's a 2-to-1 ice to can ratio.
That'd last you almost 3 days.
Yeah. But $680.
Mm.
So my wife was like, hell no. And she wanted to buy like, I don't even want to throw out a brand because I don't know what's going on around here as far as sponsors go.
Oh, a not Yeti.
A non Yeti, like not even like the new kind of build, like the double walled, you know, the new, like the long lasting ice chest. She wanted just like some, like a Coleman or something like that. That was like, it was almost as big and it was $100. And I was like, so I'm going to throw $100 into this cooler. It's going to last like, you know, maybe two trips, maybe. Or I could pay, you know, almost $700 and have one that'll probably last me for 10, 12 years. I won't have to worry about it. And then we ended up compromising, not by my choice. She just went out, she drove out to Arctic and bought one.
Oh.
Which at least she didn't. I mean, I think Arctic is pretty good. I think they make good coolers.
Yeah.
But it's seafoam green. Mm. Huh, you don't like that?
Well, if you get seafoam, you could lose it. If it floods,
I won't take it into the seafoam. She was like, I'm not spending, you know.
If you wanted to camouflage yourself and crawl inside it and kill somebody on the side of the lake, you could get away with that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's teal.
It's kind of teal.
Yeah.
It's kind of teal. But
I actually like teal as a color.
Okay. Well, I didn't complain. I said, you know what? This is pretty good. This looks like it's durable. Looks like it's built for the long haul. I'm not like a brand snob.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about that. So that was the compromise. But this thing, it can hold so much beer, and supposedly, if the website doesn't lie, I'm not gonna have to change the ice in my cooler once.
Interesting.
The problem is, once it's filled with ice and beer, you can't carry it.
Right. But that, like, when you buy one that big, you're not trying to carry it.
It
right?
weighs 60 pounds.
Yeah, you're just empty. You're setting that up.
Yeah. Yeah, 145 cans of beer and 155 pounds of ice is what it will hold. I'm going to be so drunk, Fred.
Well, that's the point, right? That's what you're going for.
My brought all. I've got like just mountains of beer to take out there. My wife is like, you can't drink all that beer.
Oh,
challenge accepted.
Indeed. Indeed.
A lot of people singing the praises of RTIC, says it's every bit as good as Yeti.
I've heard that. So yeah, we're about to find out. I'm about to know, because I have a ton of Yetis. I've got the Yeti coolers that I won from doing the barbecue tour.
Yeah.
I already had two Yeti Tundras to begin with. I've got the soft side. I've got Yetis out the ass, but for this giant one, well, I went with an Arctic. So I'm about to find out how it works. Dustin says that Arctic won their experiment at work. So we'll see.
Okay.
It saved me like $280.
Arctic, that's what that is. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm reading it spelled out, and it's like, it's Arctic.
Arctic.
RTIC.
But yeah, the one I got was like,
boy, I feel like a dumb. I think it's all those sayings you were doing.
Maybe so.
Yeah, now I'm a dumb. Thanks.
So $410 versus $680. We'll see if it's $270 better.
Yeah, I'm always about, if you're going to splurge on something, get the one that you know and you're comfortable with.
Well, listen, talk to my wife.
Well, I'm not.
She didn't listen to me on this.
She's not going to listen to me.
No, she's not.
I'm all about, you know, just spend the money, and if you wind up being broke again, you can always sell all your stuff.
That's true.
So that's kind of how, having had to do that a few times.
Arctic is a local company, though, so I
guess that's good. Yeah. I'd rather do business with local than, you know.
I mean, Yeti's out of Austin. I don't feel bad like working with them either.
I'd rather have Houston than Austin. Okay. Who wouldn't? All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I think I told you this. My in-laws freaking love Yeti stuff. And, of course, they can't get it in Canada.
Oh, really?
So all the time we're having to buy things for them and ship them to them.
Hmm.
And, you know, and it's a lot of stuff's not cheap. And then you got to factor in how, you know, Canadian dollar versus U.S. dollar, which right now on the Canadian side, not good.
If I were you, I would send them that that gigantic cooler that I was looking at that my wife wouldn't let me have. If you want to be a good son.
Well, it's not for my parents. My father and mother-in-law. It's my sister-in-law.
Don't get them this then.
Yeah.
That's too good of a gift.
Yeah. But they're like, it's like every now and then she'll send an email. Hey, can you guys pick this up for us? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And I mean, as much as everybody goes camping up there, it makes a lot of sense for them to try to expand. It's so hard to expand into Canada with stuff, though.
Yeah.
But we ship a lot of that up there. And in return, I have them ship me some beer.
That's nice.
From that brewery up there I like so much. Hey, guys, if you're paying too much money in interest on your credit cards and you've got good credit, well, what are you doing? You need to refinance that debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And what LightStream does, it rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. So if you've got three or four cards that are really jacked up and you're paying too much in interest, well, you can get credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application's 100% online. It's a simple and painless process. And the money gets deposited directly into your account, so you decide what you do with it. You can even get your funds as soon as today. It's that simple. And I don't know what you're paying in terms of your credit card interest, but it's not 5.49%. And how about this? If you apply today, you're going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for Blitzers with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is go to LightStream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same-day funding.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We might be the worst short-timers ever.
Oh,
yeah. It is American Heroes Week. We all have stories of people who stepped up, whether in the military protecting our freedom.
Is this about me?
It could be. I actually have to do this liner. So.
Oh, okay.
It is American Heroes Week. We all have stories of people who have stepped up, whether in the military protecting our freedom or first responders who save us on the home front. It's your chance to return the favor. Nominate your hero in our American Heroes contest presented by Schlitterbahn Water Parks. Just log on to our Facebook page, ESPN Houston, and tell us who your hero is and why with hashtag Bond, B-A-H-N, American Hero. Make your hero a winner. They could get a Schlitterbahn Galveston season pass and some awesome radio swag. So, yeah, I could nominate you. Nominate the Widmeyers. A lot of people I could nominate.
Thank you. I knew you would nominate
me. I might even nominate Carl Dukes.
Psh, 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 psh. Carl Dukes, what's going on, my man? Put him up.
Put him up. What's going on, AJ?
Hey, man.
What's happening, man?
Sports is going on, Carl. What's going on with you?
Chilling. I'm actually on my way to watch my daughter dance. She's got a recital tonight. She's involved in a dance group, so... That's where I'm headed. An exciting night.
Well, you came up in conversation today. We discussed you quite a bit because we were talking about people who post motivational quotes.
Okay.
And you are the king of posting motivational quotes on Twitter. So.
Well, I call it my morning message.
Okay.
And this is true. I do post a lot of positive things on Twitter. Usually, though, it's in the morning, and depending on what's going on, you know, if I'm seeing something or I'm reading something. But yes, this is true.
Now, when you do that, this is what got us curious. Are you just making these up, or do you have like a calendar that you pull a day off and then it's got a quote and you just post it to Twitter? Where are you finding these from?
Well, I mean, AJ, what normally happens is I get up and I read a variety of things to get my day started.
Okay.
And it
you
can
do it
be,
while you're pooping? That's when I do my reading in the morning.
Well, sometimes. It does depend. It does depend. But usually it stems from something that either I'm reading, working on, whether it be myself, something I'm experiencing in my life, or something I'm sharing with others. So there's a variety of inspirational places where it comes from. But no, there's no calendar. It's kind of whatever I'm feeling that day or whatever I'm involved in.
Okay. Are you in therapy?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I was thinking maybe like maybe your therapist is giving you some of these things, but
no, not at all. But you know, but some of the responses I get, some people should be in therapy with me.
Right. So people are you saying people don't like your motivational quotes?
You know, it's not necessarily for people to like. It's just what I feel, and I put it out there. If people respond to it or it helps somebody, or maybe somebody is feeling a certain kind of way about something that's going on with them, great. I'm glad I could help. But really, it's about me and how I feel and what I do.
You are confined only by the walls you build for yourself. What does that mean, Carl?
AJ, you are confined only by the walls you build at 97.5. Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
What if what if Mexico builds the wall and they pay for it?
Then Mexico's not building the wall and they're not paying for it.
That's not true. I heard someone say that. That's got to be true.
Yeah. Well, as they say, fake news.
Oh no, fake news. Well, Carl, are you, so you're not working today?
No, man, my show's done at 7. It's Eastern time here. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
What are you guys talking about there?
NBA finals, obviously, and you know the Hawks here have the third overall pick in the upcoming draft, so that's a big deal because they're trying to redo the team. It's kind of a makeover, and they did a little bit of tanking this year, but Falcons are in OTAs. I'm sure the Texans have had their OTAs, so there's a lot of stuff going on.
Who do you like for the Falcons in the draft?
I like the Calvin Ridley pick, man. I thought it was legit. Some people, you know, kind of frowned upon it, but if you understand the Falcons' issues last year offensively, then the Calvin Ridley pick really makes sense, and you kind of understand where they're coming from. Plus, it gives you some insurance down the road. Julio's 29. He'll be 30 at the end of the season. He's still got 3 years left on his deal, but you've got to start thinking that way. And he's a guy that's got a few screws in his ankle. He's still playing at a very high level. But from that standpoint, you've also got a guy that can play inside or outside. So it makes sense with the young defense that they've got.
What about for the Hawks? Who do you want with that third pick?
Everybody's talking about this kid, Luka Doncic. You guys heard about this guy?
Yeah, I've heard about him. I don't want him.
Neither do I. And, you know, a lot of Hawks fans are not sold on him. I'd rather go with Marvin Bagley or Ayton if he's there, but those two guys may be gone. But all these NBA scouts and guys I know in the league are telling me this Luka Doncic kid can really play. So I'm not convinced, but we're going to see.
Yeah, I think I'd take Jaren Jackson or Mo Bamba or somebody like that before I took Doncic, but that's just me. All right, Carl. Well,
I'm with you.
Do you have anything? Do you have anything motivational you want to say on your way out? Something to inspire the people of Houston?
You know what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say?
Pull them out.
Oh, of course, of course.
Well, hey, can I? In full disclosure here, AJ didn't tell you the whole story. The reason this came up is because there's a study out of the University of Waterloo that says people who find quotes like yours profound are not smart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where it came from. I kind of think the whole story, the whole research study is BS because...
Well, listen, it's the University of Waterloo.
It's also run by a PhD candidate named Gordon Pennycock.
Oh. So, yeah, that guy's got his own problems.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs to go visit my friends over at Aeros Medical Center is what he needs to do.
Now, if it were Joseph Quartercock, I'd listen.
Hey, or half.
Hey, Carl, when you say that it's usually something in your life that will bring this up, I'm reading one here. It's a man's job to respect women, but it's a woman's job to give him something to respect.
No doubt about it.
Is everything okay with your marriage?
Oh, it's terrific.
Okay.
But I also think in this day and age of Me Too and some of the things that are going on, that goes unsaid. So if there's many things, AJ, there's more to it than just actually what you read. And that's the thing about it. You can, it can be on many levels. And in most cases, it is.
All right. Carl, thank you for that. This is profound. I don't care what anybody says.
Certainly not Pennycock.
Listen, I'm going to leave you with this, Carl.
What's that?
Every positive change in your life begins with a clear, unequivocal decision that you're either going to do something or stop doing something.
Tell your boys that, AJ.
Tell
your boys.
I tell them all the time. Thanks, Carl.
Appreciate you guys.
Love you, brother.
You too, man.
Always good to hear. Always good to hear from Carl.
We didn't see Carl at the wedding. What happened? You didn't invite black people to your wedding.
No, I did invite him. He said he couldn't come.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of a pain in the ass to get down here, so I get that. Yeah, it's always fun talking to Carl.
Well, I like Carl. Yeah, Carl always makes me. He always makes me laugh.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I can tell you what I'm be doing a lot of this weekend: drinking.
Oh, yes, you are.
So I'm going to be taking my Thrive Plus with me because, hey, man, if I'm going to drink, and you know I am, then I want to feel good when I get up in the morning, especially since I got to go run a 10K this weekend after I'm going to be drinking all day. So, guys, the truth is when you get over 30, 35, even a little bit of alcohol is going to make you feel less than 100% the next day. So, yeah, I like to drink. So I want to be able to get up and I have to get up and work a lot of mornings, and I need to be sharp. I can't me sitting there going, oh, God, I feel so terrible because I drank too much last night. That's why I use Thrive Plus. And you should be using Thrive Plus. If you're not and you're drinking a lot, then you're missing out because it's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. And it's simple. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. That's it. Dollar capsule. So for $3, how about this? Don't you want to feel 50% better the next day? Because if you don't, the company's going to give you your money back. They were on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. They've got five PhDs or doctors on their team. So, you know, they know what they're doing. They put together a pill that's going to work for you. So whether it's one drink or five drinks, just three Thrive Plus capsules afterwards. That simple. And it's a Houston-based company. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to receive the product on your doorstep the next day. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're even on Amazon, so if you want to order it that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Running a gym rat. That's what is your average 10K time? Just getting back into running again and want to run a 5 or a 10K. I've been really slow lately, mainly because I'm way too much, which I'm working on. But when I'm at my best weight for running, which is around, which is a little under 230, I can do 108 somewhere in there for a 10K. But right now, I'm like, when I'm not, it's like 120. And then for and I, why do Canadians need Yeti coolers? It's cold AF up there already. LOL.
It's true.
You know what? It is cold, but it's not what you think because, like, when we go up there in July, it can get really warm. Okay, so 634. That may be a record late one for your first.
Well, I popped a Topo Chico. Ah,
that's what it is. I don't understand the fascination with those. I know everybody loves them. My neighbors drink those things like crazy. And I'm just like, okay, it's okay. It's not, it's like Chick-fil-A to me. So everybody's crazy about it. And okay. I'm going to take it or leave it. But I think I've mentioned this before. When we're out at their farm, like when the sun's coming up, if I sit on one side of the house where the sun's coming up, I have to be in shorts and a t-shirt. If I go out back where it's still shade, I have to wear a hoodie. And it's sometimes a 20-degree difference, sometimes more than that. Just it depends. If you're in the sun, it can get really hot because it's like low humidity and, I mean, it's real flat. So 713-780-ESPN. So we can either talk some basketball, we can take a phone call, or we can talk about the five common sex dreams and what they mean.
Let's do that one.
Okay. Do you have sex dreams at all?
Of course.
John, it's okay to admit it, even though you're married.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you the five most common and then what they really mean. They don't actually, I don't know that I agree with their thought process here because some of them I would actually like to do because I want to do it. But number one is sex with a coworker. Have you ever had that dream?
I don't know. Maybe at some point. Not in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't had it since I've been here.
I don't think I've had one here.
Jong?
No.
Okay. Well, here's what it means if you did. While you may not be attracted to the coworker you dreamed about, there is some quality they possess that you want for yourself. Ask yourself what stands out about this coworker to you. Is she the one that has the highest amount of sales, the go-to person for tech issues? Or maybe she's the boss's favorite. Okay, here's one I don't have. Sex with your boss?
Ooh, I've done that recently.
Really?
No. No, that would be weird.
Well, I mean, when we were at Cumulus, did you ever have any dreams about not wise guys?
No.
John?
No.
Yeah, me either. But it says, if you're getting heated with your boss, you're likely looking for dominance and power. Remember, sex dreams are not necessarily about the person, but what they represent. such as power, authority, management skills, decision making, etc. Sex with a celebrity.
Of course.
John?
Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Who's your go-to, John?
I don't even know.
Psy?
Who's Psy?
You know who Psy is.
Psy?
Yeah, Gangnam Style.
Yes. Yes, Psy.
I kind of have a recurring one with one person. It's very strange.
Who is it?
Lynn Gilmartin. She's the poker commentator for the World Poker Tour. And she's redhead and has an accent. And that's probably why. But it says, does this title or storyline of the movie seem relevant to your life right now? Follow the thread and you will find out about that, something about that celebrity that you identify with. In this case, yeah, I probably, because I would like to get back into the poker world.
What about, have you ever had sex or a dream about sex with a celebrity coworker?
No, I don't have any celebrity coworkers.
Sean Salisbury?
Not, I don't, I've never had a male.
Lance Zerline?
I've never had a male sex dream, sorry.
Really?
No, not that I remember. Okay. Doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but you know, you don't remember most of your dreams. Okay, here's number four, sex with a stranger. Yeah, that one I've had.
All the time, yeah.
But it says the mystery lover in your dreams is the embodiment of the qualities we tend to associate with that gender. So basically, if you're having sex with an unknown woman, you're trying to channel more typically feminine traits, such as, yeah. Jong, have you had that one?
I'm sure I did.
It's more, according to this, it's more about getting in touch with your feminine side. And here's one. Number five, sex with an ex. Dreaming of the ex who broke your heart, that can be a sign that you are stuck emotionally and have not allowed yourself to move on.
I'm going
to
go with no.
These dreams are a clear indication that you have not healed, in which case the dreams will continue until you let go and leave the past in the past. I'm going to go with this is BS because the last time I had a dream where it was one of my exes, I threw up in the dream because I was so disgusted.
While you were making love?
Yeah. During the act, I just said, oh my God, what are you doing here?
Is it like when you pee in a dream and you pee in real life while you're dreaming? Did it also happen?
I haven't had that happen.
Oh, okay.
So, John, have you ever had that one? Sex with an ex?
No.
All right, so there you go. That's the meaning of the five most common sex dreams.
Well, now you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. You want to take a call here?
Oh, have we taken a call
today?
No,
we haven't. I think.
All right.
Because, well, it's and if it sucks, you're going to have that taste in your mouth for over a week.
I don't care, honestly. Like, there's nothing that can it can spoil my good time.
All right, so I think the name is Ray. I can't really tell from this far away.
Hey, sports, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, we're talking about Yetis versus Arctic.
Yeah.
I've had the Yeti cup. They went half price down at this neighborhood down at the beach called Sea Isle. So shout out to Sea Isle. We got a bunch of them that were 40 and they went to like $20 or something. And they're great cups. My wife bought me the Tundra cooler. It's a great cooler. But this just beats all. I'm a route salesman today and I'm traveling north on I-10 just past the Beltway. And I'm looking across as I'm going north underneath the freeway there. And there's three big boxes sitting on the side of the road. Whip off, whip around, whip over, wait for all the traffic to stop. A couple of them get punched with some 18-wheelers. Three Arctic coolers, the 30 soft side, and not one bit of damage on them.
Oh, wow.
Top of the line. I mean, the top of the list, they were free. Google them. They're $150 each. So that's, what, $450 worth of free coolers. And they're not even damaged at all.
Not a bad deal. Look at you.
So you got to put a big mark on the side of Arctic for something like that.
Yeah. What are they doing? Just dropping things off their trucks? Good for them.
Yeah, that's.
I guess like they say in Jersey, man, just cut off a truck. Everybody's wearing yellow sweaters.
They're going to be really happy to hear this story if they do hear it. They're going to be glad to know that someone's just losing their merchandise.
Well, I just got a 2-minute free commercial, basically. So I it'll probably average out for them.
No, yeah, that's true.
They'll probably sell a lot more because of this.
That's true.
All right. Well, okay, that wasn't a bad call for the last one for a while. It. Yeah.
I wish I could have found the cooler I need on the side of the road.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
So to speak.
I see what you
did
there.
If I had found three, I would have kept one and then shipped two up to Canada and told him what the price was, and then, you know, jacked it up 20%.
Of course,
because, you know,
yeah, it's your brother-in-law.
Yeah,
you got to stick it to him a little. In-laws.
If it were my mother and father-in-law, I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in their good graces. But anybody else, yeah. So 150 each. So Canadian, that's like 250, and then, you know, it's going to cost me $75 to ship it, plus $75 finder's fee. There you go. 500 Canadian.
Seems fair.
Yeah. Which is really only like 120 US these days. I need the Canadian dollar to get a little stronger. As much as I love to joke about it, I've got a lot of Canadian investments, and I kind of need that number to come back up a little bit. All right, guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And while school's wrapping up, we got to get ready for next year. And what they do is they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. And guess what? A bunch of them have graduated this year. And they're going to go on and do great things. And they do it because of the donations that they get from the Blitzers and people like you guys. And that's why it's so important. And you may have a vehicle that's been sitting around. It's in the garage. Maybe it's in the driveway. And you thought, well, I'm going to fix this up. And, yeah, I had this car that my brother-in-law had that couldn't run for the longest time. And I wish I'd known about Texans Can Academies, because eventually I just gave it away. And if you got something like that, donate it, because they'll take a car. It doesn't matter. Motorcycle, truck, can be an RV, can be a tractor. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Maybe you were going to fix it up, you never got around to it. Well, they're going to come tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, that you're a Blitzer and you want to be the next one to step up, $50 Visa gift card. So give them a call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
A new era of WWE Monday Night Raw comes to Houston's Toyota Center. 6:30 this Monday night, featuring the Houston debut of Ronda Rousey. And in a massive eight-man tag team battle, Roman Reigns joins Intercontinental Champions Seth Rollins, Braun Strowman, and Bobby Lashley to face Jinder Mahal, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Elias. Plus Raw Women's Champion Nia Jax, Raw GM Kurt Angle, and more. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at HoustonToyotaCenter.com.
There's so many energy providers out there, and there's always different offers ranging from free weekends, free days, $600 bonuses, and the list goes on. You may have fallen for one of these offers, and months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. Tri-Eagle keeps it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Call 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064 for Tri-Eagle Energy.
One of the best things we've done to manage our business, outsourcing our human resources, payroll, and benefits administration to HR&P. Hi, I'm Chad Clay, owner of CEP Sorbents. We are the industry leader in oil spill cleanup products and have dealt with numerous oil spill disasters. Knowing up close what a disaster looks like, we have chose to avoid them in our offices. So we called HR&P. HR&P guides us through the landmines of HR, payroll, and benefit compliance. Having HR&P just makes sense.
Get started at HRP.net.
You know what I love best about some of our sponsors, when I don't even need copy points to tell you how great they are? And that's Zumos, because not only can I tell you how great Zumos meat is, the Blitzers have been telling me. They'll text the show. They'll tweet, hey, man, I bought this stuff. It was fantastic. It was every bit as good as you said, even better. And it's cool because they've been doing this since 1908. They were based in Beaumont. Now, they've been in Houston for a while, but you know, now we're letting the people know that they're in Houston. And they're on their third and fourth generation of family members. Ryan and the group of them, they're just good people who make great, great boudin. They make great sausage. And you're going to be grilling all summer. Go and pick some up. You can go to the HEB. You can go to your Kroger, Fiesta. All those places have it. And the Party Time sausage recipe has been passed down since 1908. And people love it. So that ought to tell you something. And, man, we do good sausage in this state, but Zumos does it best. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours, and it's been a top seller for years. Now it's in Houston. And the boudin, listen, I've said this all the time. You can get bad boudin. And if you do, you probably don't like boudin. Well, you need to try Zumo's because it is fantastic. And once you taste what good boudin, once you taste real boudin and what good boudin tastes like, you'll never go back. It's fantastic. Either one's great for cookouts, family gatherings. You can find them both at your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S. That's Zumo's.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And as American Heroes Week, we all have stories of people who have stepped up, whether in the military, protecting our freedom, our first responders who saved us on the home front. It's your chance to return the favor. Nominate your hero in our American Heroes contest presented by Schlitterbahn Water Parks. So log on to our Facebook page, ESPN Houston, and tell us who your hero is and why with hashtag BAHN American Hero. Make your hero a winner. They could get a Schlitterbahn Galveston season pass and some awesome radio swag. Hey, I think somebody should nominate A.J. Hoffman. Not just for serving our country, but for going out there amid the snakes and everything else to rescue people after Harvey.
There were snakes?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you.
Had I known that, I wouldn't have even gone.
All right, well, let's wrap this puppy up with Hoffman on Hollywood.
How old are you now, Fred?
53.
So you are younger than Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, she's...
Bridget Nielsen's 54.
Yeah, yeah. How's she look?
She looks pregnant.
Oh, wow. She's pregnant at 54?
54 and pregnant.
I couldn't get pregnant at this age.
I almost guarantee you couldn't. She's been... I remember her being married to Sylvester Stallone. There was a rumor that she was... she was also married to... No, maybe she wasn't married to, but she was dating Flavor Flav.
She wasn't really married to Ivan Drago?
No. Damn. She dated Mark Gastineau.
That I remember.
She dated Arnold.
Oh, God.
And has also been linked to Sean Penn and Vanilla Ice.
Damn, that's a lot of high-profile penis. Yeah.
But she's been married now to this guy, Mattia. Mattia Desi, who's an Italian, fashion or TV producer, fashion shows. I don't know. But, she's still apparently still active enough to get it going. She's about to have her fifth baby. Her husband, 39 years old. He's a young buck robbing the cradle. Or she's robbing the cradle.
Yeah, well, I assume you can... When you're that famous, you can do whatever you want. She got impregnated.
Impregnated.
Nice.
I've got bad news. There's one less doctor in the world today. Bill Cosby got his honorary degree from University of North Carolina revoked. His honorary doctorate.
It's all right. They gave J.J. Watt one at Baylor. So
well, he's not the only one. I was going to say it's all right because there's a new doctor as of today. Vin Diesel is a doctor.
Awesome. I am Groot.
He returned to Hunter College of the City University of New York almost 30 years after he left the school to pursue his Hollywood dream. And he was granted an honorary PhD as he gave the school's commencement speech in front of nearly 2,000 grads at Radio City Music Hall.
What did he do? Just walk up there and say, "We are Groot."
I think so.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. How much did he get paid for Guardians just to say, "I am Groot," over and over?
What a life that guy's got.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's now a doctor.
Now he'll make Fast and Furious 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And
would you let Vin Diesel doctor you?
No, I would not.
Would you let him check your prostate?
He's kind of an attractive man. It depends on how many beers I've had.
Muscular. He's toned. Do you believe in the Kardashian curse for NBA players?
I don't know.
Who would you say, Jong, who would you say is the best young, like, who's the best rookie in the NBA?
Ben Simmons.
That's who I would say. Well, Ben Simmons is apparently dating Kendall Jenner now. So the Kardashian curse will continue.
Oh, of all the Kardashians and Jenners, she's the best looking one of all.
She's the best one?
Yes.
Which one?
She's the model. Kind of the tall one.
See, I don't really... The only one I ever really pay any attention to is Kim because her pictures show up on TMZ all the time.
I think they're all hot except for, like, I'm just not into Khloé. Like, she's the one that I'm out on.
She's gotten a lot better.
She has gotten a lot better, which is amazing. But, I mean, then obviously you know there's a lot of work done there. I used to always think that the, what's, Courtney? I used to think she was the hottest one.
She's aged a little bit?
She's aged. I might like the other Jenner girl better.
Well, what's her name?
Kylie.
Kylie. The one that's dating Travis Scott, right? Who is a big Rockets fan, and there's your Kardashian curse on the Rockets.
Oh, no.
No, that's like a 6 degrees of separation thing, but
well, I mean, him, Travis Scott and James Harden are boys.
Yeah.
Ben and Kendall hit up one of the most paparazzi-packed places in town, but arrived separately so the photogs couldn't get a shot of them together, but they were part of a double date. And when they left, they got into the same SUV with Kylie's BFF Jordan Woods and Devin Booker. So Devin Booker also going out on these dates. I don't know if that's enough to get the curse, but just hanging out with a Kardashian. But it very well may be. But yeah, that's the final version of Hoffman on Hollywood for a while, Fred.
Yeah, for. Well, 2 weeks from now, there'll be another one.
Yeah, but...
But you're not thinking about that.
If I decide to come back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I am coming back, but... All right. Well, enjoy your vacation.
Oh,
well,
I will.
Well deserved.
Damn right it is.
I'll be back. I might pop in here Tuesday for a segment or two, but I'll be back Wednesday for sure with the boss and the gloss filling in. Thursday will be Jermaine and Holly, and Friday will be Jong. And we will not be at Sammy's.
Don't blow it,
Park.
Jong.
Oh, Jong will be fine. I was really hoping we would be out that day. We may still be, but we're not going to be at the racetrack, unfortunately. But that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John. Great job, Hoffman. I'm going to go have some fun this weekend. So if I don't respond to your tweets all weekend, it's because I'm ignoring you.
Game one coming up right now.
All right, right here on the station. And thanks to Carbach for the shirt, which I will be displaying in San Francisco. Till whenever we see you again, stay sportsy, bitches.
Sports Beat.